Test. All right. Welcome, folks. We're going to go ahead and get started. My name is Scott Stacey, Principal Program Manager for the Interaction Input Team, joined my counterpart and partner in crime, Xiao Tu, from engineering. We're going to go ahead today and start talking with you about Windows Ink. So you saw a lot about that yesterday during the keynote. And my presentation's not cooperating with me right now. Keep trying on this one. All right, so it's going to be kind of interesting to present. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, no, it didn't work. Let's swap it over to the presentation on that one. We're going to go ahead and swap machines for the presentation. We'll go ahead and try this again. All right. So what we're going to go and cover today, in the first couple areas, I'm going to go ahead and cover the intro and some of the basic building blocks that we've stood up with the Windows anniversary related to Windows Ink. Xiao's going to go in and cover more about the toolbar flexibility, some of the Ink presenters, and then go more into some of the cool simultaneous pen and touch experiences that we've been able to stand up. But first, let me go ahead and kind of recap on some of the areas that you had during the keynote that you kind of saw where Ink made its presence, and we actually did a lot of cool things in presentations yesterday. The one you may not have picked up on or may have heard of was one that we sent out last night on our blog as well as Brian Ropert's Twitter, that we've gone off and now enabled this Windows Pen protocol. What this is us going off and licensing the Microsoft Surface Pen DNA to our OEMs and hardware providers, one of which happens to be Wacom. Wacom is one of the biggest leaders in the industry related to digital pens. We now have agreement with them to go off and provide a dual pen, which will provide support from not only their Wacom services, but across the Microsoft digital Windows 10 devices as well. Even better, what you're going to see, these devices are going to start showing up in retailers like Best Buy come this holiday season. So it's a very soon opportunity for that to be showing up. You saw where the platform went off and enabled a bunch of inking experiences inside of apps. We saw the Ink Workspace, that's going to be an experience provided as part of the shell that gives users instant gratification and access to their inking experiences. Gives them something to do that's very familiar and they know what to do with the pen. Office had ink everywhere. They're doing a great job in doing ink annotations, taking the ruler, snapping objects, and providing different ways to integrate the inking into the overall increasing productivity in users' office and usage. The other area that you will see and notice is the OneNote and their investment towards education and funding and driving a lot of the experience back to that through Ink. The one that I thought was personally the coolest was the map one. So if you guys saw the map one, we were able to go in, mark your trail, annotate it, have that billboard inking spin up and kind of see that. I'm a hiker, I love it, and so for me that was just amazing to go see. But the one thing we're going to talk about and spend most of the time on today is the Ink building blocks that we've enabled as part of the platform. This is where we have the toolbar you saw enabled. You saw the new combination of the simultaneous pen and touch, and a few experiences we're going to cover as we go in deeper into the presentation. But one of the things we keep hearing about is how great we're actually doing in the presentation of our deck today. It likes to lock up on us right now. We're going to switch back, give this one a shot. All right, third time's a charm, right? All right, there's a lot of questions about why, you know, are we investing in the pen and ink space? And the reality is we've been investing in this for over 10 years. You've seen us go off and provide the tablet PC days and have inking experiences throughout those devices since then. Windows 10, we relaunched the Direct Ink platform where you guys were able to start dropping in canvases and have interactions with that. But we really come to find that there's two major areas that we're still finding that people really want to do something with pen and ink. Is one, paper still matters. And we did some information where you go off and see how much consumption of paper is still really out there. We use a ton of paper in the world today, in the US. Brian did a good job representing that even though we have a lot of people and people are consuming a lot of paper, there is still a lot of usage done with the pen. An hour a day, 72% of the people. 3 hours a day is 32% of people, and as he likes to call it, lots of love. But that really is, you have to kind of step back and say, okay, if there's this many people using the pen and paper today, what opportunities are there to bring it inside the digital space and really take advantage of that inside of your apps, inside of different experiences that we can empower with users? That's kind of the experience, and that's part of the opportunity, but there's really one more that I need to share with you. These numbers are probably ones I pushed the envelope a little bit to kind of get out here and part of the presentation, but there's some real powerful messages here that you want to make sure you're picking up on. IDC is calling out 20 million Windows tablets and 2-in-1 PCs by the year 2017. This is the other one you should also pick up on, is this. We have actually doubled over 50% of devices that are pen-enabled in the past year alone for PCs. That's a huge number. And you go out and start thinking about that already, over 50% of them are running Windows 10. That's also another large number. That's something you can take advantage of today. We also found that if a pen was attached to the device, there's an overall satisfaction that's increased as part of the overall consumer happiness and joy of owning the device. But the problem is, once you pick up the pen, what do you do to keep them going? So we've got this notion of the flywheel, and it really consists of three parts. So one, you need the compelling experiences for really people to pick it up and start using the pen and enjoying it. But once they pick it up, they need to continue using it. In order to continue using that and having that kind of that joy and satisfaction of the pen and inking experience, you really need a device portfolio that manages and allows you to go off and support that. And it can't be just high-end devices. No, it has to be everything at all price points. So you can have those high-end experiences where gaming machines or whatever you want to do to put the inking out there, but you need to think about the lower cost as well that allows people of any price point to afford it, plus also enable education systems that's just not there as much today. And in turn, that's going to drive a ton of sockets. Now, while we already have some good examples of applications that are taking advantage of the ink and the inking experience today, we've got Adobe, which we showcased on stage. Sketchable's got some great experience where you can manipulate and play with the overall canvas. Fluid Math has done some great things about doing calculations of cars driving and how you can actually predict that. But there still is a ton of opportunity out there, ton of opportunity for everybody to come on and start enabling their applications and have these inking experiences, which you saw the dashboard that we had for the inking workspace. There's areas there where we can spotlight and showcase those ink apps. We want to include you in that. And in return, it really drives a richer platform for us to start thinking about getting feedback, taking the information where you said, this is great, this works. Well, this didn't work so well. But that's where we can go from. So this is where we all need to kind of jumpstart the flywheel, making sure you have these powerful inking experiences as part of Windows Ink. Now, the building blocks. It's a good opportunity for us to go kind of level set what we've shown, opportunity for you to go off and engage. But really, let's go ahead and start talking about the building blocks and get into what you really want to understand is the meat and the code. As part of the Windows Ink, we've kind of have broken it out to at least the four level components of the overall of the platform. It really starts at the top being the easiest one, simplest to integrate, and then you start getting more advanced, but it actually starts putting a little more code on you, but you get increased flexibility. So the Ink Canvas and the Ink Toolbar is where I'm going to start first. So last year, we came and presented and we said, Direct Ink, we launched it as part of Windows 10. Powerful, wonderful ink canvas that has low latency with incredible ink quality, and you actually got it with the one line of markup. Pretty good. But we heard feedback of, but then I got to take the burden of managing my own pens, I got to take the burden of managing my own colors and experiences along that line. We heard it. So this year, we also added the additional one line of markup, which now gives you this ink toolbar, which is here where you can manage it, you get default pen types, the full color palettes, some pretty easy ways just to adjust the size of the ink. But if you take that, you also get the ruler that comes as part of this overall toolbar experience. Now, the ruler has done really well as part of this presentation. People that have played with it, and if you haven't played with it, stop by the floor. We have a code demo up there you can kind of stop and play with. It's really fun, and it's actually pretty satisfying. And we've done, like I said, the press has gone pretty good with it. So the number one feedback I get off of this is, yeah, it's pretty easy, even I can do it. My engineers kind of joke about that. So we're going to jump over to another machine that's not going to freeze on us this time because it's running code, not PowerPoint. And what I've got here is I've got a very simple app. All I've done is gone in, create a new one, and I've dropped in the first line of markup, which we said is okay, in Canvas. Then we've gone in, mapped back the ink toolbar, just vertically aligning it to the top so that way I've got it positioned appropriately. And when I've gone through and compiled the app, I get this type of experience. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but it's just that easy to go off and turn on the inking canvas on top of your own app as it is today. You can see we've got the toolbar. If I select it, I change between pen types. If I select it again, I actually get the color palette. I'm going to go in, grab a green, and change it. And just click outside of it to go ahead and do it. You'll see the lovely, beautiful, fast fluid ink that we actually get as part of Direct Ink and as part of the canvas. The other one that you saw last year that we provided was the highlighter, which now you can actually pretty much use as a marker because we've provided a full color palette. Now, if I turn on the ruler, again, simultaneous pen and touch. I can actually manipulate this and ink at the same time, keep my fingers on the ruler, assuming I'm not too shaky with my adrenaline right now, and then go ahead and turn that around. I can go ahead and create. Okay, look, you can tell I'm not hired as a designer or an artist. Clearly, clearly. But you actually also notice, for those who've been on the floor, you've had the opportunity for the code labs and you had the experience to interact with the toolbar, there's this third button. We've actually gone off and put that as kind of a different pen type. It's actually just been kind of an additional ballpoint. But really, actually what this is, and I'm happy to announce that in our preview that you will be seeing in the next couple weeks as part of the Windows Insider, is our new pencil brush. So we've actually added, let me put a little thicker up here so you can see it. This is our new pencil texture that you'll be adding. It's a vector-based pencil to allow you to do layer, texture. It responds to pressure and velocity. And you will actually get a chance to include this as part of your Windows preview when we start releasing this sometime next month. So, again, pretty easy, pretty quick, pretty straightforward. Just those couple lines of markup and you have this experience. So let me go ahead and kind of flip back to our presentation and just kind of give you a recap of what we just covered. Again, rehashing. Easy to add, very quick, very simple. You get the ink canvas, beautiful ink, low latency, awesome. You get the toolbar. You get the toolbar experience where it actually comes with your predefined palette, your predefined brush types, and the ruler to enable the simultaneous pen and touch. But it also is super easy to go off and start customizing and really extend these experiences. And for that, I'm going to bring Mr. Shao up, and he's going to kind of take over on this one and can show you what those experiences are. Mr.
Shao. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott just showed you how easy it is to start with two lines of markup and get the inking application. I'm going to show you that how you can write more code to get the flexibility of ink toolbar and go deeper into ink presenter, as well as how to build simultaneous pen and touch interactions. Ink toolbar is very easy to customize. Quite often, applications want to change the color of ink toolbar buttons and also change the default pen width and color to have everything to be more at home with your applications. Also, ink toolbar provides a very easy way to change the min, max stroke width as well as the color palette itself. Applications also can very easily change the color of the ruler, orientation of the ruler, and height and width of the ruler as well. Ink toolbar also supports easy way to change the initial population of the tools and whether it's a pen tools or erasing or other tools. Ink toolbar is also very easy to add new functionalities. Application can very easily add new tool buttons, new pen buttons, or new toggle buttons. What I'm showing here, I added two buttons. One is a custom pen button, and another is a custom tool button, which I'll show you later. Application can also choose not to bind ink toolbar to ink canvas, and instead add handlers for various tool joining attribute change event and talk to ink canvas and ink presenter directly. Let me switch to show you a demo. In the demo here, I'm going to show you side by side two applications. On the left side, I have the two line of markup app Scott created. On the right side, this is a new app. And before I show you the before and after comparison, let's take a quick look at couple of markups to customize the ink toolbar. So first thing, as you notice in my application, I have a application's background theme color to be a light gray, so it's more consistent with the background image I use. All what I'm doing is just one line of markup to make the Inktober button background theme to be the same as the application's page background theme. Then the second thing is for my application, I do not want to have a highlighting pen. How do I do that? It's just like one change here to change the initial controls to be all except pen. And all I need to do is add a ballpoint pen back and also a pencil back. Third configuration I did was for my ballpoint pen I just added, I want you to have a blue color by default. And also, I want the stroke to be wider, so it's easy for me to demo the scenario. For pencil, I just wanted a red pencil and also a wider pencil than the default. Number four, what I have here, I created a custom pen, and I call it the calligraphy pen. It's a couple lines of markup to create a custom pen buttons. And number five, I added a custom tool button to show how to do selection of the digital ink. And here is just a couple of lines of code. What I did is to change the default ink drawing attributes to have a pen tip that is rectangular. And also, I rotate the tip a little bit to create a calligraphy type of effect. And by the way, in the quick start code challenge, it will show you how to do this end to end. I encourage you to give it a try. Last thing is I wanted to change the ruler to be more at home with my application. It's very easy to do. First, I get an instance of Ink Presenter from Ink Canvas. Then I register for the Ink Toolbar ruler button change event. And every time when I see the ruler button is checked, the three line of code. Here, I made the ruler shorter. I made the background color of the ruler to be light yellow, so it's more consistent with my application. And also, I rotated the ruler to be a vertical orientation. All right, now let's see the demo. Okay, on the left side is what Scott created, two lines of markup. And you get a ballpoint pen by default is a thin red line. And on the right side, I have a ballpoint pen that is blue and that is wider with two lines of additional markups. Pencil is a default pencil that is light, thinner. And I change my pencil to be a red pencil that is wider. And then on the left side, by default, you'll get a highlighter pen. On the right side, I removed the highlighter pen and replaced with a calligraphy pen I created so that I can practice a Chinese calligraphy. And also, the default ruler has this light green background color and comes with diagonal orientation. And I made my ruler a vertical ruler so that I can easily check whether my handwriting not quite straight, but it's close. And then, remember, I also had some markup to enable a selection button, this button. and I'll show you just in a minute how to add code to enable selection of digital ink. Switch back to presentation. All right, next topic is talk about ink presenter. We have been talking a lot about ink presenter. When I create a ruler, I get an ink presenter from Ink Canvas. So what is ink presenter? And why we need to build an ink presenter? Ink presenter was designed to solve very difficult problems in digital ink. In the real world, when you use a real world pen to write on paper, there is no latency. Your ink always stick with your pen. In the digital world, one of the most challenging is to reduce the latency between pen and ink. It is very subtle, and we did some study, use high-speed camera to shoot the video, and then what we see here is, as you look very closely, there is a gap between the pen and the ink. From our analysis, the latency, there's two major factors. About 50-50%. 50% caused by software latency, and 50% created by hardware. The good news is with Direct Ink and Ink Presenter, pretty much all the software latency is gone, and everything remaining is hardware latency from the input hardware and output hardware, which we have been continuing to improve with our hardware partners. Also, Ink Presenter solve another challenging problem is how to have pen on paper type of experience, the ink that is beautiful, that is smooth, that is natural. As you have seen, Ink Presenter has built-in support for ballpoint pen, and you can configure it to have a calligraphy type of effect, highlighting pen, and also we announced in anniversary release of Windows, we have built-in pencil texture. Also, you get digital ruler for free, which is built into Ink Presenter. The ruler and the ink rendering, they work on the same thread, and the touch manipulation and inking, both of them very highly performant and work very well together. Also, Ink Presenter has built-in ink data management, and also the input processing and output processing of ink. There's various ways to do custom processing, which will be the focus of the remaining part of my talk. I will show you how to do custom input and output processing. All right, switching back to the demo machine. So here, I had a selection button. The best Windows pens, most people probably didn't notice, there is a side button, or sometimes we call it barrel button, or some people call it selection button. Okay, this button is actually very useful in the digital ink world. And we are so used to, in the text world, you can select your text, you can change the font, you can copy paste, and you can move it around. With this type of button, with some code, you can do the same thing with Windows Ink. So here, when I hold my barrel button, and when I move, I did the lasso selection of this B. And what can I do with that? As you can see here, I have a couple of buttons. Can I try to copy it? Yes, you can. Let me try to copy B and paste it. I have a pen, and then I can, you know, keep pasting I can have, you know, a couple of Bs, have another one. You may wonder why this matters. It doesn't matter because digital ink, the Windows ink, is not a bitmap. Under the hood, it's the vector ink format. All the rich information of the stroke, everything is managed by ink presenter. And you know, you can also say, save it to a file. And here, I'm going to save it to a file named 2. Close it. And then let me try to clear all the strokes. And then load it back. So notice when I hover over 2, you already see a preview. How this works is when we save the digital ink, we save a GIF file, which is an image of the ink. And the rich vector ink data is embedded inside the GIF. The file opener does not understand the rich ink data, but does understand GIF, so that you can see a preview. But when I open it, bingo. All my digital ink is back. This is not a bitmap. I can continue to select it. And you know, if I want, I can make it bigger, make it disappear. You can delete it. I can edit it. You know, I can do whatever. All right. Let me switch to back to presentation. So in last year's Build talk, I gave a quick overview of Ink Presenter's architecture. And I won't repeat that. But the point is, with Ink Presenter design, application does not really need to write much code to start with. And all you need to do is create instance of Ink Canvas with one line of code, a markup, and get an instance of Ink Presenter, and talk to a built-in intro container. And then you can call load, save, copy, paste. And also, as most of you probably know already, Windows has handwriting recognition APIs that you can talk to and get recognized as text. So let me switch back to show you the code behind the selection. So in the selection demo, I think I forgot to show you why I need a selection button. Well, the selection button is needed for mode switching. This is some pens does not have a barrel button. And also, when you are editing and reading ink on a device without digital pen, you can use mouse or touch to enter selection mode so that you can do selection of ink. Even for devices with a best Windows panel with Braille button, you know, sometimes if you want to select a lot of ink, this is just easier to do it with a mode switching. So here I'm selecting all the ink. Let me show you the code behind selection and all the ink data management. What I have here is just a couple lines of code. The first line, it just tells the platform, I want to handle the barrel button event for whatever my own interaction, in this case is selection. And also it added handlers for the rest of the unprocessed input so that it can do selection. In the handler of the pointer pressed, it creates a lasso and add the point to the lasso and add the lasso to a canvas, which you will draw the lasso. Pretty much the same thing, move and release. And that's pretty much how selection is being enabled. To copy the ink, it's actually just one line of code. A copy button clicked, talk to the store container that's built into Ink Presenter, and just say, copy selected to clipboard. As expected, cut is just one additional line. In addition to copy to clipboard, you also need to delete the selected ink. Paste, all you need to do is check whether the store container has anything to paste. If yes, just say paste from clipboard. Similarly, save the ink other than the typical fire picker type of code. It's actually just one line of code. Again, talk to a store container and call save async to a stream. Load it back from file is just another one line to load async into a stream. That's it, very simple to use. All right, let me switch back to presentation. Ink Presenter is also very flexible. You know, we are all developers. You know, anyone doesn't like to write code. We all like to write a lot of code. And the point is, when you go deeper, you'll find Ink Presenter is more and more flexible for you to write more code to enable more powerful scenarios. And I just showed you, when I write some code to handle unprocessed input, I can enable selection. You can also register event handler for those events and to do other creative scenarios. I talked about last year's build talk. Ink Presenter has this built-in high priority ink thread that processes the input independent of your UI thread. That is the magic behind the low latency that removes all latency of software stack. Another magic we did in the ink thread is we have an engine that does the smoothing of the ink. Also, it does prediction to reduce latency. We enable ruler, as I mentioned earlier, on the same thread. So the ruler manipulation and the inking simultaneous interactions work seamlessly well. The good news is the underlying infrastructure we use to build Ruler, we expose as APIs for developers to use. It's called Core Webstroke Update Source Event. Later, I will show you how to use this API to create creative simultaneous point of touch interactions. And also, this type of APIs, if you want to go beyond the ruler and build your own stencil object with the protractor French curve, this is API will help you. We also talked about in last year's build, for developers who want to do custom input processing, there's various ways to configure which input being processed by OS, which input processed by applications. And there's a lot of information on MSDN and also have simple ink and complex ink sample show you how to do that. I encourage you to take a look and email us if you have any questions. Okay, I also talked about in last year's build for developers who want to even go deeper and want more control. Ink Presenter has a mode called custom drawing mode. When you activate the custom drawing mode, as you can see here, applications will gain more control by writing more code. But the good news is all the building blocks, they are the same. And all the internal building blocks we use, we expose for you to use so that you can still build end-to-end compelling experience. And again, the new APIs to support Ruler. By the way, Ruler also works in this mode. by default without any additional code. And the new API to enable you to build your own stencil object is also available in this mode. So one may ask why I want to do some custom ink drawing. And the reason is advanced application scenarios, you're probably not going to be enough to have the digital ink to be a layer floating above your content. Now, there's a lot of scenarios this is good enough. When you want to annotate something and when you want to have a box there for people to sign their name for those scenarios, this is good enough. But think about in this world, the digital ink is just another content, just like text, just like picture, just like other stuff. And your applications may already have your own rendering loop. You are drawing all the non-inking content. And naturally, you want to get involved to manage the dry ink. Naturally, you want the ink to be just part of your native content. This is where the custom drawing comes into play. And this is actually Microsoft Office and OneNote and all those applications, they use direct ink custom drawing mode. So in custom drawing mode, I talk about in last year's build how to making sure the wet and dry ink synchronize well. There is a complex ink sample that shows you how to do that. And also last year, I talk about how to dry the ink to a virtual surface image source, which is the Universal Windows platform version of OneNote actually use that mode. We heard developer feedback. Many developers, they use swapping panel so that they can do very high performance smooth animation of their non-inking content. And they want the custom dry ink to work with swapping panel. And the good news is this works as well. And we have applications like Siemens J2Go. And as you can see here, they use swapping panel to draw a 3D object. In this case, I think this is turbine or some object. And they custom drawing the ink to be part of their 3D object. It's very powerful. And so another feedback we got from developer is all this requires C++ and DirectX knowledge. Well, the good news is you can do custom drawing in C# as well with Win2D. It's very simple. You just need to enable a Win2D canvas and put in canvas above that. And after that, the Win2D canvas has a rendering loop and register the draw callback. In the draw callback, all you need to do is say draw ink. In addition to draw text, draw rectangle, draw ellipse. If you're not familiar with Win2D, don't worry, there's a lot of information on the internet and there's a lot of samples from the Win2D team as well. Let me show you a quick demo of Win2D and DirectInk working together. Here, I already built a sample that in the Win2D canvas drawing code, I have some drawing loop. What I did is I draw some dry ink background text. This is the background. Then I draw an ellipse as the background. And then I draw the ink. And I draw the ink. I see this is my ink. And then I draw some dry ink foreground text above the ink. As you can see here, I have three layers. I have the dry ink foreground text, and then I have ink, then I have dry ink background text and ellipse. This just shows you the idea. You are managing the dry ink. You can control the ink as just another native content of your application, and you can control the order, relative to the order of the ink and other content. We also heard lots of feedback from developers. They have lots of investment in their existing Win32 applications. Does DirectInc work with Win32 applications? Yes. Thank you. This is actually available now. It's shipped in Windows 10 November update. You are encouraged to give it a try. So how do you do it? You will need to create an Ink desktop host, which will help you create instance of Ink Presenter. And also, the Ink desktop host create a thread to host Ink Presenter and provide a queue work item for your UI thread. Whenever you want to talk to Ink Presenter, you use API to call it. That's the only difference. After that, all the WinRT direct APIs you can call from your Win32 applications. Even better, you will get Ruler, Pencil for free. And also, leveraging Project Centennial, you can ship your Win32 app in the store. And we have been partnering with Office, and this is already released in recent Office release. All the Win32 Office inking support, they are building above DirectInc. This is Office, Excel, and PowerPoint. All right, let me switch to give you a quick demo of Win32 DirectInc. So what I have here is just a very simple Win32 applications. It's simple enough, just start from the template and doesn't have any additional code. And I just had add a couple of keyboard shortcut keys to toggle the different type of pens and enable ruler. So by default, you get the high performance, low latency ballpoint pen. When I switch, you're going to see the pencil texture. This is just like a couple lines of code. I don't have time to show you the code. We'll ship a sample, and later you can find the sample. Also, with another shortcut key, watch this. I got a ruler. The same ruler that is very easy to manipulate. It is very performant, and you can draw straight lines. All right, last topic. I'm going to talk about simultaneous pen and touch. We have been partnering with Microsoft Research for many, many years to look at when pen and touch working together, what does it mean? Ken and coworkers in one of their paper, they described it very well. In the real world, we are used to using one hand to manipulate a ruler, use another hand to draw. We're also familiar with use one hand to manipulate, rotate your paper and canvas, with another hand to hold the pen to draw. That is human beings' very natural interaction. And our digital ruler is a perfect example of pen and touch, when working together, will create a new tool called the ruler. And after the keynote announcement, I got a lot of questions in the booth. The most common question is actually, well, you showed us it's pretty cool, ruler can draw a straight line, and this is very cool. You know, what about, you know, how do I draw a circular curve? Let me share some ideas that I created for build. And here, what I'm doing here is I'm going to use a ruler. I'll draw a straight line here. And what I'm doing here is I use my finger to hold a stroke. And then I use another hand to use my pen to draw. Watch the yellow line. That's where my pen is. And actually, I'm drawing a semicircle. This work with pencil too. Let me draw another one. And hold it. I can draw a full circle. And I erase this one. I got a perfect circle. You know, one may wonder, what can you do? What happens if you hold the curve itself? Let's give you a try. So if I do this, actually, I like a blue better. So let me draw a line. I hold it. I draw a curve. I hold the curve. I draw another curve. I erase it. This is how I draw a perfect moon. And even better, because the ink is all vector ink format, keep in mind, the moon can be selected. The moon can be saved. Let's try to save the moon and say, save as 6. Again, let me erase everything and I load it back. Look at this. Everything's back. So what happened here is when the ink is drawn, we call those beautified ink strokes. These are still digital ink format. It's still saved as digital ink format. There's no image, okay? And to prove that, I can actually continue to erase it. You know, I can select, I can make it bigger, I can copy paste. Let me quickly show you the code behind the new tool I just created. What I have here is I registered to get touch event from in Canvas so that I can heat test the stroke to see which stroke my finger is pressing. And then I created core web stroke update source. This will allow me to run some code on the ink thread so that I can snap the pen input to follow a circular curve. And then all it does is on finger down, and it does some math actually to leverage the ink platform to figure out which stroke is selecting, is pressing, and also what is the center and radius of the circle. Just some math, and on the pen side, on the ink thread, when you get the web stroke continuing and starting and ending type of event, in the event arcs, it'll get the ink point. All it does is do some calculation to move the ink point to follow the circular curve, and then set it back to the event arcs. That's it. Ink presenter will take care of all the remaining. All right, switching back to presentation. So, just to remind you, Windows is the first OS support simultaneous pen and touch. It fundamentally supports that. There's no opt-in, it's on by default. Every application, you'll get pen and touch input at the same time. As I mentioned, we provide building blocks to help you process the pen input. As a reminder, we already have existing building block to process the touch input, such as the t- touch gesture recognizers. So in order to get your application ready for simultaneous pen and touch interactions, you know, like in the keynote, Adobe Illustrator showed demonstrate a French curve. That's another perfect example of application. First, encourage you to use Direct Ink to enable inking. And also think about what the non-dominant hand can do for your application scenario. And then also keep in mind pen and touch input can arrive at any time, even though you do not build simultaneous pen and touch experience. You want to make your applications robust. And I just want to remind you, when pen and touch are working together, you can create very creative new tools. So we didn't stop there. We have been continuing to partner with Microsoft Research to push the boundary to have more prototype and investigations above Direct Ink. I'm going to transition to Scott to your demo from Microsoft Research.
Thanks, Shaw. Great job.
Thank you. Nice.
Okay, so we're running a little long on time, and this video has got a lot that is packed in 1 minute. So we'll go ahead and kind of walk you through some of this. So Michelle from our MSR, Microsoft Research team, has gone off and tried to figure out different ways that we can manage and manipulate and interact with ink from the Direct Ink platform. Some of the things you're going to see here that he's got is he's anchoring ink and using the simultaneous pen and touch again to go off and position it and get it into the fixed locations he's wanting. You're seeing both Francis and Michelle actually go in and use their bands as identifiers and allow pens to be written both at the same time and have a person associated to each pen and have the identifier. They're creating their own tools to go in and manage, manipulate, and modify the ink to go off and kind of manage it and however they want to provide different colors and experiences. This one, they're going in and doing ink conversion to go ahead and provide the text they want and the font that they're trying to manipulate. This one's kind of cool. I really enjoy this part where they're able to just fling it across. So these are just different examples that, like, even MSR, working with them and working with them constantly on just some of these great ideas that we want to go off and start, you know, empowering and building and enabling as part of the platform so that you can take advantage of this as well. So in summary, what we want to make sure that you get this landed and you guys are fully aware of, to turn ink on and enable Windows Ink, it's quick, it's easy, it's flexible. If you want it out of the box, there's tools that exist today that you can take advantage in the next coming month or so to actually do that and start playing with your apps. The building blocks are there to allow you to go in and provide new experiences that haven't existed before, new opportunities to provide different brush types and start playing and expanding the different types of options you want inside of your app, as well as go in and take advantage of customization that's going to put your own personal touch on the apps and the inking experience. We're investing heavy in this. I think you've seen this during our presentation, where it was at for the keynotes, where we've talked about today, our alignments with our third-party partners, OEMs, and the Wacom announcement. It's a huge opportunity for us, and it's a huge opportunity for you. So now it's your turn to invest. So quick call to action, our kind of final slide here. If you haven't visited the Code Labs, I understand there's been a lot of interest in those Code Labs, and it's been kind of hard to get tickets, but I do encourage you to get there if you can. The Quick Start Challenge is also another way to take advantage and start playing with the toolbar, pen manipulation, try to actually create your own pens. And then also, this Direct Ink at Microsoft has existed for about 2 years. We'll probably see it update to Windows Ink. But if you have any questions above and beyond what we've talked today, questions we may have here in the next 5 minutes or so, it's a lot of time, unfortunately, please feel free to reach out and send us mail on this. We have a very large group of folks that can actually respond back to us and get you back answers as soon as possible. But really, you know, let's get ink in those apps. Let's see the power of Windows Ink start shining through on your experiences. So with that, there's our lovely evaluation. We'd always like the feedback. And we'll go ahead and open up for about 5 minutes of Q&A. I prefer if you guys could use the microphone. We also have a couple folks in the audience. I'm going to introduce Dave and Ted. These are the experts that have also helped us build some of this code and these experiences. So they're going to come up and answer questions. Again, please use the mics so that we can get it recorded and have it as part of the session. Come on up, guys. Don't be shy. Get up. David and Ted. I think you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, quick question. The ink protocol you mentioned, is that public?
The ink protocol?
Yeah. Is that public?
So Direct Ink exists right now. The updates related to the toolbar you'll be seeing in, I think it's in the next couple weeks as part of the next update for the Windows Insider.
He's talking
Okay. My question is not about APIs. It's about the protocol.
So this is new and it's emerging. It's actually, we just agreed to this. David can probably provide the best update on this one. We'll see it by holidays. But David, you want to speak to that one?
Yeah. So we actually have a program so that anyone who's building a touch screen today can actually license this protocol, which we call the Microsoft Pen Protocol, to implement in their touch controller. It's going to open up a whole new world of interoperable pens and a whole digital stationery ecosystem. So we're really looking forward to this. We've started off with Walk Home. They've got a great partnership with them to build the pens. And we're working with a lot of the touch controller manufacturers you guys are already seeing your systems today to do that. If you guys also were here at Build last year and you got one of the HP Spectres, that device is actually pen capable. It works with Windows Ink. All you got to do is just go out and buy the pen for it, which is like $49 on HP's website, and you're all ready to go.
Thank you.
Just to get that on the microphone, you're asking, does the standard exist right now, or are we continuing to evolve that? It's the latter. It will. So the standard we have right now is OEM Surface based. We're working to tear down those walls and have like the Intrigue license, the Surface Pen license, so that we can open that up to everybody around the holiday time. You'll start to see that.
But be ready for Windows Ink. All you need is an active pen capable system. That's all you need.
Sorry.
Let's assume I use this technology and create these beautiful documents that have ink, but there is a need to show those documents on other platforms, like Android, iOS, Mac, and teams who are working on those platforms, they are not so fond of Microsoft technologies and they use their native tools, so I cannot convince them to drop Java and Objective-C and rewrite everything in C#.
So is
there a way to show for them to show the documents that I created on Windows and preferably edit on other platforms?
So if you create anything you create with the Windows Ink platform, you can actually export that ink and export all that rich stroke data into what we call the ink serialized format. You could write an application on another platform to actually import that stroke data and be able to render that on the screen.
Oh, thank you.
And also adding to that, you do not have to use our ink serializing format. The API has a get stroke input type of API. You can click get the input. And if you want to work with your own format, that works too.
Yeah,
perfect. Thank you.
Sir?
It appears that you can build custom rulers. If so, is that documented, and are there any samples?
So we are looking forward to having custom stencils is what kind of we've been referencing them as. So this is the guidance for the rulers. As we continue moving forward, we'll provide documentation that says this is how you can build your custom stencils, custom rulers. So that will be supported.
Do you have any plans to support Windows Ink on JavaScript apps?
For JavaScript applications, there's existing sample that shows you how to use JavaScript to create a Windows web applications while leveraging a portion of the DirectInk platform, which is the part that manages the digital ink data. And the part that does the ink presenting and rendering, we do not have support for JavaScript yet.
OK, thanks.
Hi. I might have just missed this, but when you selected the ink with the last U tool, was there a way to move it? Or just, I just saw you could copy
just
paste.
Like move and drag and move. So the question was, when I select the ink, is there a way to actually move the ink once it's selected, not just cut and paste?
Yeah. The answer is yes. After the stroke is selected, we already have a stroke point transformation API on the strokes. You can do 2D affine transformation of any stroke. You can use it to move, to make it larger, or even if you want to rotate it, that works too.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we probably have time for one more, and then we can go ahead and close down. But if we need to, we can kind of wander outside or help answer questions, too.
Sure. Just a quick question. Do you see any trend in applications moving from WinTab to Ink?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Can you say that again?
Applications moving from WinTab interface to Ink interface?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a huge pickup in people adopting the DirectInk and the Windows Ink platform. And there's definitely been quite a move away from WinTab at this point.
And do you guys have an adapter also from devices generating WinTab data to Ink?
It's pretty easy, actually. Anyone who reports their device, their pen device, as a HID compliant pen, they just work with Windows Ink. So we've actually been working very closely with all the device manufacturers out there who have previously been building WinTab-based devices to report them as HIT-compliant pen digitizers.
Okay. And just a quick follow-up on the last gentleman's question about do you have support for HTML5 canvas also, like one running a web application? You mentioned something. Okay. Just a little bit more color on that, please.
As I mentioned earlier, the Direct Ink Presenter, we didn't do the work to enable that for HTML Canvas. But you can continue to use the HTML Canvas to draw wet ink, and you can even draw it to SVG. We have an existing sample that shows you how to do that. You can get the inking going, but the performance is not going to be as good as a C# or other applications.
Okay,
and we're happy to follow up offline to understand your needs
sure,
and how we can improve in the future.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you attending.